The Paralympics wrap up today. We've been following one young athlete. His name is D'Artagnan Crockett. He's a blind wrestler who switched sports to judo for the Paralympics. We interviewed him before he went to Rio. D'Artagnan is now back in the States with a bronze medal around his neck. He won his first bronze in the 2012 London Games. We caught up with him via Skype.
Being a two-time medalist, one, being a medalist is incredible in itself, but being able to do it twice back-to-back is amazing.
D'Artagnan said this medal is even more meaningful than his first because of who he had to beat to win it.
It was against an opponent. His name's Sam Ingram from Great Britain. Mm. He's actually the one who beat me in London. He's been beating me for like this entire 4 years. Every other time I went against him, I've lost to him. And then finally to be able to pull out a win where it really counted was just pretty incredible.
Before he even won the match, D'Artagnan had decided that he will compete again in 4 years.
Because of my excitement and my love of the sport, I made a decision the day before I competed and decided that I'm definitely going to go for another 4 years.
Oh, even before you won this most recent bronze, you knew that you were going to go for it in Tokyo again.
Yeah.
D'Artagnan Crockett. He won a bronze medal in judo at the Rio Paralympics. Some sad news from the games today to add. Paralympian Bahman Golbanazad of Iran died while competing in a cycling road race. Following a crash on the course, Golbanazad suffered cardiac arrest while being rushed to the hospital. He'll be honored with a moment of silence at tonight's closing ceremony. He was 48 years old.